Call the meeting to order, Blight Committee. Okay, please stand and pledge allegiance.
The time is 6:05.
6:05, yes. Thank you, Ron. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Atta boy, Ronnie. Okay, roll call, please.
Jim DiMartino?
Here.
Joseph DiMartino?
Here.
Thomas D'Onofrio?
Here.
Sarah Wadomski?
Here.
Okay, you got a quorum.
Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda. Tom, I don't have any. Do you?
I have nothing.
Okay, so that's all set.
Well, you had the corrections on taking those other two off, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. My fault. My fault. We do have some corrections. 8C, we're going to delete. And 8E, we're going to delete.
Roger.
Do I have a motion for that?
I make that a motion.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thanks, Chief. Public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak? Third time, anybody from the public like to speak? Public portion is now closed. Number six, approval of minutes of the February 27, 2020 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
I make that a form of a motion.
All right, I'll second it. Jim, you weren't at that meeting, so you can't vote on this.
Oh, okay.
All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Sarah was there, so she could vote if she wants.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Number eight, move to recommend to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen, to add these properties to the blight list. So we'll go down 20-22 Prospect Street, 36-44 Lafayette Street, and 107 Hawkins Street. Chief, you want to talk about each one of those first?
Yeah, sure. 2022 Prospect Street. Jim has been trying to make contact with them, send them warning letters and things. There's an independent building. I don't know if it was just kind of like an outbuilding, and there's a full-size house there. And I don't know if you saw the pictures, but all the paint's peeling off it. Portion of the roof is missing off in the smaller building. There are foundational problems, and it totally needs painting. It's an eyesight. We get, Carlos, we're getting a lot of calls on that, it needs to go on the list. I don't know if you, did you get the pictures?
I did not see them.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't get them either, bud.
Okay, well, all right. Mark does have them, or I could forward them on.
They're in the email that you sent. They're in the email that you sent. They're attached to the email that you received.
Okay.
Anyway, you'll see when you look at the photos of 2022 that it's getting to be a real problem.
Okay. 36-44 Lafayette?
Okay. Yeah, that's that empty lot that the city had sold last year, the year before. And we keep getting complaints by the people that live in that area and live in the condominiums across the street. Large amounts of trash. They don't cut the grass or anything. I've spoken to the, one of the interested parties that is part owner or something with it, and so is Carlo, and we've gotten no results. A lot of trash. You'll look and see the pictures up against the fence. Some is out. When you drive by, you can't miss it. High grass. It really looks bad. It's two spots. It looks like one property, but it's two properties. So that Carlo has asked for priority on that because we've gotten no results. It's been going on for, it's got to be a year now or maybe more.
Yeah, I agree, yep.
We could not find any names, they gave us permission to go on the property, and we went through some of that stuff before all of this virus and everything started. We didn't find anything that would significantly say that it was illegal dumping. And so without any evidence like that, we told them, think about putting up a fence or something, because it's out of the way. People are going to drive by. They're going to throw stuff in there, but we've got no results. That's why we're asking for that one.
Okay. 107 Hawkins Street?
107 Hawkins Street. When I went up there to look at that 101 Hawkins and that 109 Hawkins Street to verify it, 101 is where they're right next door to where they're building. I mean, no, 109 was where next door to where they're building those new homes. It's totally covered with trash and everything, but that is already going on the list. Right next to that, facing it, is 107. They have furniture, trash, garbage all over the property, and it looks just like that 109 looks. So we want to put that on the list also.
Do I have a motion to move those three forward to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen?
I make that in the form of a motion.
Made by Thomas.
Who is that, Tommy? Do I have a
second? Yep, Tommy. Do I have a second?
I second.
Second by Jim. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Glad to have you back, Chief. This is good. Getting back on. Getting...
We must be getting lucky because we're driving around a little bit and people are starting to see us and they're starting to cut their grass.
I'm glad you're back.
That's good. Yeah.
Chief, that was a question I wanted to ask you. Now, if we see like property that's overgrown and stuff, just call you?
Yeah, what we do with the overgrown, if we're not aware of it, because we've sent out a half a dozen grass kind of letters, technically it's probably not blight, but we send them out a courtesy letter. We tell them to please do something about that. And we've been getting some pretty good luck with that.
Very good.
All right. Number 9, move to recommend to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen to remove these properties from the blight list. 106-108 Hawthorne Avenue. 1 E. Bassett Lane, 146-148 Smith Street, 104 Mount Pleasant Street, 64 Marshall Lane. So I'm assuming these people clean up their messes, Chief?
Yeah, the 106, 108 Hawthorne Ave, the whole deal with that was it was abandoned for a period of time. It's now under new ownership, and most of it was trash, and they removed all of the trash, cleaned it up. They did it on their own. We didn't even have to force them, but it was on the blight list. So, and they did a good job. And matter of fact, I believe the person that now owns that property is the one that owns the one right next to the cemetery. And they put that real nice wall up. I don't know if you guys saw that. They did some painting, put windows in, put up a stone wall. This is the same owner. So I think we're going to get some good results there.
Good.
The 1 East Bassett, it's actually Ebenezer Bassett Lane. That particular property was just trash that was there. Debris left over from a construction site. It took a little effort, and finally they cleaned that up. So, 146, 148 Smith Street, it's that two-family house there. What we did, we did a clean and lean, and the cost for the clean and lean was $428. The new people paid it in full, $428 to reimburse the city for the clean and lean. And they've been taking care of it, but we're still going to keep an eye on it for later on because there's been a truck parked in there that we're concerned about. But other than that, I think they're doing a good job. 104 Mount Pleasant Street, very elderly lady. It cleans up a little bit. It goes back in, cleans up a little bit. We were hoping for maybe a Derby Clean, Derby Cares, because we haven't used that in a long time. But I want to reconnect with this lady. I don't want her to feel in jeopardy. I don't want her to feel scared. So I figured we remove her from there so I could tell her that, so that we can move to help her. So that's why I'm asking for removal of that. I'm not even sure how old she is, but I don't want to panic her. She you know, we told her we'd work with her if we could.
That's great.
64 Marshall Lane. Very, I don't know if you've noticed, but over the last couple of years or so, last two or three years, there's been a couple of houses completely renovated on Marshall Lane. Some of those we had in our target, and they went ahead and they fixed those. 64 Marshall Lane, we had done a Derby Cares cleanup there. The house was totally in shambles. What has happened is, I don't know if they've gotten a loan or whatever it is. The mother's a veteran. The family is a pretty good-sized family there. So we were concerned about them because it was a real mess. Totally redone siding, windows, roof, everything. So without any penalty because of the size of the family and the economic times and everything else going on, and I'm sure it was at a high cost to do what they did, I'm recommending they remove 64 Marshall Lane with no penalty. She is a veteran and so they ran into some serious hardships, and I think the city should consider removing it without a penalty.
Okay. Very good, Chief. So do I have a motion to recommend to move these addresses to the full board of all the men, all the women to be removed from the blight list?
I make that in the form of a motion.
Motion by Tom. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Jim. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 10, motion to adjourn.
Before you adjourn, can I just say one thing?
Yeah,
before we went offline for that 12 weeks, we had started a different process by how we do warnings and stuff like that. And so this particular, now we're running at a little higher speed now than we were. It's more concise than we were in the past. So I think that with the help of our new appeals officer and everything, I think that we're going to be able to see some real good successes. So I believe we're in pretty good shape now. We have all the new templates and everything up and running. I just wanted to tell you the committee that.
Perfect. Very nice, Chief.
We appreciate all your hard work, Chief.
Yes.
All right. Motion to adjourn at 6:17. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
See you, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Take it easy.